All right, and welcome to another Beer for Breakfast podcast. My name is Jason Mahoney, and we have a very special Beer for Breakfast podcast. We originally weren't going to do any beer
today whatsoever,
but we had a special delivery from our good friend Nate, the great Tenenbaum, who dropped off some Schlitz. But the reason we weren't going to do any beer today on Beer for Breakfast, which is a Beer for Breakfast first, is because a couple weeks ago I was down at Corey's Fine Wine and Spirits, right down there on Eastern and St. Rose Parkway, and I was talking to the proprietor of that fine establishment, Issa Corey, and we got talking about my favorite whiskey, which is Whistle Pig, and he told me he had something really special that he was doing with that. So we have some guests in studio. We've got Chris Curtis, and we've got the proprietor of Issa's Fine Wine and Spirits, Issa Corey. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Appreciate you taking the time this morning to come in and drink with us. I know it's a little early for some.
What are you talking about? I'm excited.
But we've been up since 4:30 in the morning, so
sure, I'm ready to start drinking.
This is like a nice afternoon beverage for all of us. So let's talk about this, Issa. Let's talk about how you met Chris, and how this all came about.
Chris, how long has it been now?
7 years. 7 years counting.
7 years ago, Chris called me up looking for a very specific beer, and we happened to have it. So he was excited, and he showed up at the shop about 10 minutes later, and it all kind of went downhill from there.
Do you remember what beer that was, Chris?
It was a Deschutes Special Reserve Black Butte 25.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Good beer. Yeah, I remember because I have 3 cases of it that I still have.
holds it very close to his heart.
Is it aging well? Do we know if it's aging well?
I should have brought it. I would let you know. Yeah, it is, actually.
Well, next time, please do. So that was how you guys met the first time. And was that at the Eastern store, or were you still up on Durango back then?
The Eastern location, yeah.
Have you been there for 7 years already?
At the Eastern location, we've been there since 2004 now.
Really?
That was the original location.
How did I not know about that one before the one on Durango?
I don't know. We were there 04. We opened the one on Durango in 06.
Really?
Yep.
I feel like I'm out of the loop on this. I thought you moved the store from Durango over to the one on St. Rose and Eastern.
So we had Eastern first, then we opened Durango. Times changed, and then we shut that one down in 2010 and rebuilt redesigned the Eastern location to add the bar and the seating area and everything.
And it's been kind of a fun journey. Every time I find myself in that store, I end up walking away with a lot of liquor and a lot of beer and sometimes an occasional buzz, because what you guys have on tap is pretty amazing down there. If you guys have never had a chance to go to Corey's Fine Wine and Spirits, you guys have been winning like Best of Las Vegas left and right for quite some time, I don't know if you did in 2018. If you didn't, you should have.
We did. Thank you.
You did again. Nice. Awesome. But always been one of the best liquor stores and wine stores, and just overall experiences when it comes to craft beer and wine. Here in Las Vegas from the very beginning. So what you guys do, it's obviously got a lot of passion behind it. And so let's talk about the spirit that you brought in today. This is some Whistle Pig, and let's talk a little bit about. Chris Curtis and what Team Curtis for a Cure is all about, and how this all came about as well.
Well, if I can answer that. So, we talked about knowing Issa for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
His shop is more than just a liquor store. It's a group of people that he has regulars, many, many regulars that turn it into a community. So, we joke about, when you walk in the door, it's like Cheers. You walk in, hey guys.
Oh, yeah.
I know everybody in the place half the time I walk in there. I mean everybody. So they've been really warm to me. And about 5 years ago, I got diagnosed with ALS. And I think over the last 5 years, Issa and the rest of his customers and friends and family have held a bunch of fundraisers for us. So it started with, dunk tanks and raffles and
classics,
that kind of stuff.
Ice bucket challenge.
Oh, there we go.
Really funny. Then about a year or two later, we came up with the concept of brewing our own beer. Team Curtis for a Cure is a fundraising arm of the, that's my event, by the way, to everybody that's wondering what that noise is. But I'm supposed to be breathing right now.
If you need to take, if you need to take a breath,
it won't be fun unless I turn blue.
Oh God! So. Yeah. That's for us to do, man. Come
How's your CPR training?
I'm not certified yet.
Yeah, me neither. So
Chris has been a big part of the community. He's very involved with Craft House and Joseph James and Big Dogs and all the other local breweries. So all of them have teamed together a couple times now to make Team Prayers for a Cure beer.
Yeah, and that's the Hops for Hope?
Is the Hops for Hope, exactly.
Okay, and that's how long ago was that started?
4 years?
Yeah, I think it's been 4 years. Yeah. And it started at, at Corey. Yeah. So.
And it's awesome to see, that's one of the things that we've always talked about here on the Beer for Breakfast podcast is Las Vegas. You know, we've been a community, a lot of people outside of Las Vegas don't realize, there's more than just the couple miles full of big shiny casinos. But outside of that, we've got a lot of really great people living in our community and seeing them come together, and especially our beer community, when somebody's in need or they want to come together and support a good cause, that everybody here has been really cool. Which you don't see a lot of industries doing that, no. But the beer industry, and I feel like that's kind of just a representation of craft beer drinkers anyway. It's like you used to have the local pub here in Las Vegas, a little bit different because all of our local pubs have gaming and things of that nature. But these tap rooms that have popped up and the tasty rooms like you have over at Corey's, where it's not centrally focused around gaming and it's more around the people and the beer and all that sort of stuff. I really love to see here in Las Vegas.
I was going to say the breweries out here are pretty supportive of each other, which I always think is cool. Other industries are so competitive and they kind of trash talk each other and everything. I think it's very different in Vegas. Our breweries help out each other. They support each other and offer advice all the time. So, and Chris has offered plenty of advice to.
Well, I've got a chance to meet a lot of the brewers over the years. I was born and raised here.
Okay.
And
you're a Gorman alum, correct?
Yeah, you don't want to say that.
What?
What?
Why?
Whoa,
what's
whoa,
with,
whoa.
What's wrong? It, what's wrong with that?
No, it gives the wrong signal.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. Okay. There's a lot of very successful people in this town who went through Gorman,
I am one of them.
Yes, you are.
Yes, so there you go.
Very lucky. So, I've had a lot of brewers just out of the blue call and say, how do we get involved?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have to reach out to anybody. I had people lined up. Said, how do we get in on this collaboration? So that became a thing. We had merchandise and events. I think we had 9 events last year.
Yeah, you were really active August, September, and the beginning part of October. I was looking over on your website, which teamcurtisforacure.org. If you have a chance, check that out. Are you guys planning more events for 2019?
That's we are. We're doing another year of Hops for Hope. And that was, this is all part of the ALS Nevada chapter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a member of the board. I'm also the chairman of the Care Services Committee. So, I'm intimate with the care and treatment of the patients. And all this money goes directly to the ALS Nevada chapter.
That's awesome.
That's great.
Yeah, so
stays in our community.
Yeah, we have about 80... ALS patients right now, which doesn't sound like much, but the average survival rate of an ALS patient is 2 to 5 years.
Oh, wow.
So we have a rotating need for different things because the patients die, and then almost immediately somebody else gets diagnosed.
Absolutely.
So,
let's talk about the Whistle Pig that you guys did. Tell us how the idea came about and what you guys are doing for Team Curtis for a Cure.
Sure. So Whistle Pig had offered us opportunity to actually purchase a full barrel. So uncut, untouched. It's not blended in the rest of the 10-year blend that you see out there. This one is a full proof, 117.2 proof.
Ooh.
And I happen to know over the years that me and Chris became good friends. I know he's a huge whiskey fan, and Whistle Pig's up there as one of his favorites. And I thought this would be a perfect opportunity to kind of enjoy some good whiskey and give back to a good cause and help out a good friend of mine. So we are donating the proceeds. We're selling this bottle at the store exclusively, and all the proceeds from this particular bottle is going to be donated to Team Curtis for a Cure to to help the ALS chapter here in Vegas.
That's awesome. How many are they on sale as of this podcast going out right now?
So right now there is... how many bottles came in? I'm just trying to remember.
Oh, I don't remember.
Give me 1 second. Let me look this up. I should know this.
You guys been drinking a lot of those bottles? Yeah, I know. Right? Is that what's going on
it's
here?
It's called quality control.
I almost hit the end.
We have 130 bottles available right now, so not a whole lot.
Okay. Enough to get out there, you know. If you don't have to, you're not going to have to Black Friday push and shove to beat down the doors. But I would say do it sooner than later to support a great cause. And what are your thoughts on the Chris? What are your thoughts on the Whistle Pig 10 so far?
Well, I may have snuck a few shots in.
Yeah, one or two.
I really am a fan of Whistle Pig, and this one in particular is a rye, and it's all rye. That's what makes it a little more distinctive than the other ryes. It's 100% rye. And so it has what I think a better finish than most, and that's kind of where...
Pop it.
Yeah, I feel like everybody feel like you know, it's not that early, right?
I think it's about time.
I feel like we should all, you know, we should try one, right?
Are these good?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
We had more of those small ones, but we broke them.
So the only problem with these for this morning is he's going to get us all drunk like he normally does. But we don't have anything to buy. That's where
about.
He failed this morning. I usually pay the rent when I'm in there after having bourbon.
I think we all do. I'm like, whatever you got, I will take it 100%. Ian, can you bring that?
Yep.
Thank you. All right. Ooh, boy, that is a
hefty pour right there.
Ooh.
Make sure you get all the flavor.
Yeah, that's nice big nose on there, very rich. Got some.
I'm good.
You sure? Oh, wow.
Well,
I love that nose.
Yeah, this is salute. Ooh.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers and thank you.
Ooh. Oh boy. I like it. That's got a big burn.
It's going down.
Yes, like I said, this is uncut. So this is 58.6% alcohol. So they're not messing around.
Ooh, yeah, that
only
is
burns if you swallow it.
Oh, touche.
Are you guys still? Is your toy drive still going on?
The toy drive is happening. So we every year we do another charity too. So. We have a rare whiskey raffle. So we have all our Pappy Van Winkles and antique collection and Wellers and all that fun stuff.
The stag.
Everyone's always looking for the stag, of course.
The $1,000 bottle if you want to buy it on the secondary market, bottle of stag.
So I know what I paid for it, and I can't look you in the eye and sell it to you for $1,000. So what we do is we sell them at actual release price, what they're supposed to go for. In order to get the raffle tickets, every $20 you spend in the store, you get a ticket, and every toy you donate to the local safe house, we do a toy drive for them, you get a raffle ticket for a chance. And this, so you can help out two charities in this case. If you came in and picked up a bottle of this, you'd also get a couple of raffle tickets for...
The holiday season is usually a time when we are probably in most need of spirits, and for our spirits to be raised and whatever. And
I see what you did there.
I feel like this is a perfect way to give back to the community and really feel fill a need in your own personal life.
I'm so sad.
Where that may be, but I really love what you do, you know, because like I said, that Weller, that Pappy, all of that stuff, you could be making a killing off of that, and you choose not to make a killing. You're going at price, and you're doing it to give back to the community, you know? I mean, that just shows, you know, what kind of, property that you guys are, you know? I've known you for a long time. I think probably since around 06 or something around there.
Sounds about right.
And, you guys have always been great to the community. And if you have a chance to get down there and do that, it's giving back. The toy drive, Team Curtis for a Cure. I love that. And Chris, I want to ask you a little bit more about your involvement here locally. What can we do if, you're listening to this podcast this morning and they want to help out?
Well, there's three major fundraisers every year.
Mm-hmm.
That the ALS Nevada chapter puts on. Team Curtis, again, is a fundraising arm, so we just give all the money to them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to donate through our our fundraising arm. You can learn more at Team Curtis Ford Care, and that's the number four.
Number four.
.org. And you can learn more about ALS there. Excuse me. Quickly, I'd be dilatory if I didn't explain what it was. So it's a fatal disease. There's no cure, no treatment. Life expectancy is 2 to 5 years. Costs on average about $250,000 a year to take care of one ALS patient. So it usually bankrupts all the patients. So the money is actually goes directly to the families through benefits, care, and we quickly have a name, a tag, hashtag, that's do what you can do, and it means for the patients to get up, get off the couch, quit moaning, and go outside or do whatever you can, the abilities that you have left.
Okay.
And then for the donors, the idea is, you know, if you can afford to donate, do what you can do. So we've been doing that for 5 years. I think we raised about $300,000.
Oh, wow. That's really
and
impressive.
And it makes a big difference. So lastly, we realized we wouldn't be true to our motto if we weren't helping people get out.
Mm-hmm.
But what is reality is there's no Uber for people in wheelchairs.
Mm-hmm.
So unless they have a van.
Which are very expensive.
Mine was $88,000. So nobody can afford
that. Yeah.
So we're trying to create a program through the chapter that allows them to borrow cars, vans, and actually get out because they're trapped in their house.
Yeah,
and have nowhere to go.
That is very admirable. And yeah, like I said, you don't. A lot of people, I mean, just don't think about the day to day things that need to be done and everything that else that goes into it. And so when you say that, you know, the $250,000 per patient per year. You know, that is a goal. That is a lot of money, but that is a goal that could certainly definitely be achieved here in Nevada. And, you know, it's we appreciate you coming on and spreading the word. I feel like, Ian, we should you guys want to break open the Schlitz? Sure. Do we want?
Shall we?
I feel like.
I think everybody in the room is giving a yay on that one. I feel like they've been eyeing that. They've been eyeing that six pack, too.
All right, is it cold enough?
It's cold enough.
Yeah, I feel
it's
like
it's cold enough.
Are these twist-offs, though?
They are. Look at us. We lucked out today.
And they are.
All right.
All right. Okay, that's rough. You guys are making me do my own twist-off.
All right.
It's up to you.
We're going to take glass. Oh, man.
All right.
Yeah, because that whistle pig is... Ooh, I got a little sweats going.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know if anybody else is feeling that.
Mahoney's got the whiskey sweats. Also, Mahoney, I think we should also mention that when you are looking for the whistle pig, there is that Team Curtis for a Cure sticker on there as well too. So be sure to look for that. It's a beautiful bottle.
Issa and his fine staff will point you
direct you in
the right direction
the right
down
place.
There. I mean, I know it's like a palace of beer down there, but they will direct you in the right place. But it's phenomenal. That is like I want to make an old fashioned with this like immediately. I think this would be very, very, very good. One of the things, Chris, we like to do here on the show when we're drinking beer is, you know, because all of us are kind of craft beer aficionados. We love the craft beer, the community, all that. But one of the things that we like to do, and one of the questions I always like to ask our guests when they come to do the Beer for Breakfast podcast, is what was that first craft beer that really got you turned on to the world that, like, oh my God, it's not just fizzy yellow stuff, and it could be, you know, it's there's a whole new world of beer out there. Do you remember?
I remember when I was a Gorman, we used to drink Löwenbräu.
Oh, yeah.
It's hardly craft beer, but I remember thinking, that's fancy. Well, this is good stuff. So I kind of started looking for it. I mean, I drank crappy beer during college and whatever. But
I think we all did.
Yeah.
But then I finally, I stayed at a friend's house, and he had a Beta Turbo Dog.
Oh, yeah.
And I went, this is not lager. You know, where'd this come from? What is it? So I learned about a Beta. And then that was probably 10, 15 years ago. So it was right on the cusp.
Right at the explosion, yeah.
Yeah, right around there. So that destroyed my budget the next 20 years. And Issa grew. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Corey's got bigger.
Just a coincidence. Bigger.
I think it's primarily because of me. So.
And now, you collect, like I said, you still have some of that that old Black Butte anniversary. Are you more of a collector? Or do you like what is your go to style of beer right now? If you had to pick,
well, it's wintertime, so
yeah. So the stouts, yeah.
Stout, milk stout.
Oh yeah,
porters. Issa's ruined me. There isn't any other places that I go that I look and go, oh, that's brand new. I've never seen that before. I have my, there's not, the only menu that I've seen where I didn't recognize beers or had the ability to buy them is at a burger, beer, and dessert place in Palace
Station. Oh, the Palace Station one, because they're bringing stuff in, kind of, you know, we're not diming anybody out here.
Nah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, so I, you know, my wife's in our room right now, and our house is full of wine, bourbon, and beer. Like, every room, every closet. She can't wait for me to drink all of it. Like, get rid of it. We don't have room to store our clothes.
I wish my girlfriend was that popular.
So instead of her taking the closet, like, at my house, my fiance has every closet, and it's filled with shoes and or beautiful dresses. I love that at your house you have overtaken all the closets and filled it with beer and bourbon. That is,
yeah, good for you.
That
brother.
That is beautiful. Ellen, are you a bit? Do you drink too, or are you?
I'm a wine drinker.
You're a wine drinker. Okay,
but she's not left out because there's plenty of wine.
To go around, yes. As well. All yes. Right, very nice. Do you guys want to get into the? The Schlitz that we've got in front of us. Like I said, this is a first on Beer for Breakfast. Very rarely do we do domestics, but Schlitz, I don't even know where you get this.
I know. That was my whole question.
Anymore.
When we saw Nate, the Bomb Tannenbaum, come in and give us the six pack, I did not know where he got this.
Because
I've been looking everywhere for it, because I'm a guy, I want an old Schlitz sign in my house.
And we thought that this was the, and we thought that this was possibly the malt liquor, but
you're
this
right.
is not. This is just a straight up Schlitz. And it's very carbonated, yellowish, pretty fizzy head, I would say, overall. Nose, a little grainy on that. Smell a little bit of alcohol in there as well. I'm not sure what the ABV on this is. Does smell like college.
Well put.
Yes. Not finding what the ABV is on this, but got to be in the 5 range, I would imagine. 4.5 to 5. That was a good face. When was the last time he was like, my lips have not touched a domestic beer in 20 years?
Ooh. Ooh. It's actually pretty refreshing.
It's I think if it was a little bit colder, it might lend itself to being a little bit better. But it's not, you don't get a really harsh aftertaste. It's just pretty bland.
Yeah, it's bland, probably the best way to put that.
Thoughts, Chris, on the
Well, is it so weird just asking somebody that?
Rolodex in my mind. Is it better? Is it better than Olympia? Is it better than Ham?
Do you remember Falstaff?
Yeah.
I always thought Falstaff was always the most underrated. You can get a 12-pack of that for $3.99 in St. Louis.
Man, I can't believe you brought up Ham.
Better than PBR.
You think this is better than PBR?
Better than PBR.
Really? Okay. Okay.
Interesting. I may have to disagree with that one.
I don't know. That's a bold. That is a
bold statement, my friend.
I don't know. Overall, I don't think I could drink too many of these.
Why couldn't you drink too many of them? Because you just don't like the taste, or
I feel like I expect more from a beer.
So it's just constantly disappointing.
It's like much in life, you know. It's like when you've seen so much, it takes so much more to get you angry or excited. I've seen too much in my beer drinking day.
If you've been around the block, this may not be the best choice for you. But it's very nostalgic, I feel like.
Very, very,
you know, that's the whole allure.
Yeah, I think Issa hit it on the head with with tasting like college. Do you have before we wrap this up, Issa? Do you guys have any more events that are coming up at your location? Anything else you'd like to talk about? Any other beers that are coming in soon that gonna get people excited?
I mean, honestly, every week we get new beers in, so we're always working on new stuff coming in. I don't really have any big events in the month of December. It's just our busiest month.
Just the toy. Got the toy drive.
The holiday.
And the Whistle Pig for sale right now.
This is probably the biggest thing, biggest deal right now is the Whistle Pig barrel. This is actually our first barrel we ever purchased, so we're pretty excited.
And you're pretty happy with how it turned out?
I'm really happy with it. Like Chris kind of mentioned earlier, this is what makes Whistle Pig kind of stand out, is it's one of the few 100% rye whiskeys out there. A lot of rye whiskeys are majority rye, and they throw in wheat and, and barley and whatnot, but it's tricky to do 100% rye, and these guys seem to pull it off. It definitely has some heat to it, but it packs a lot of flavor.
I like it, though. I mean, that's on an empty stomach at, you know, 10:30 in the morning, and we're like, okay, I see where that's going, but I would love to make a, you know, going straight with this, cool it down a little bit with a little bit of ice, or make it into an old fashioned, and it would be just phenomenal. But a phenomenal whiskey, and especially that the even more phenomenal that it's going to benefit a phenomenal cause. TeamCurtisForACure.org. That's the number 4 in that Earl. Team Curtis for a Cure, Chris and Alan Curtis, we really appreciate you guys taking some time this morning to come in here and drink with us and be degenerates as well. And Chris, anytime you want to come back on the show, next time you guys are doing the big fundraisers for, you know, you said you have 3 big events a year, I would love to have you on the show, and we come out and spread the word about you know, ALS awareness and getting the word out there and what just exactly what it takes to help support people with ALS here in Nevada.
We appreciate your help very much. Well, I look forward to bringing a 6-pack of warm Utica Club next
time. Oh, there we go.
We'll drink it.
Yes.
We will drink it.
Yes.
We will drink it. And thank you guys for your time. Check out Issa's store. Check out Chris's website. And thank you guys for listening to this Beer for Breakfast podcast. Have a wonderful day.